Can we touch all these buttons?
Don't touch any buttons.
Touch.
Come on, giant friend! Come back soon!
This will be this lady who is old and mean, but she gave me...
Welcome to Games Overboard. I'm PJ.
I'm Dan.
I'm Angie.
Can't wait to touch all these buttons.
Oh, what a great way to open an episode, especially with the sad news that we have received at Rooster Teeth Productions.
Yeah, Rooster Teeth has been on my mind the past 2 days now.
Well, they really haven't put out good quality stuff in a little bit.
No.
But
that's true.
It's still sad. You know, that's part of... nice gulp there.
Yell at Dan for eating.
I know, what the hell. Hold on, I still have, what are those called? Pretzels. Fuck you, I can't remember words, you know this.
Well, everyone, tonight we have for you...
Gonna have myself a good time, right?
The Lost Ruins of Arnak.
Ah!
So this is designed by Min and Elwin. Published by CGE Games.
Ooh.
Stands for Czech Games Edition.
Ooh.
They make lots of games I really like.
Oh my god.
Start an episode like that sometime.
Lost Ruins of Arnak is a hybrid worker placement deck building game. Came out about the same time as Dune Imperium, which is a hybrid worker placement deck building game.
But I'm better at that than this.
Which, I mean, it's a theme that you see in life all the time. Like, Armageddon and Deep Impact came out the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And just recently something like that happened, too. Where, like, two things that were almost identical, like, came out the same time. But yeah, like, it happens often, and this was one of those things where Dune Imperium and Lost Ruins of Arnak both came out near simultaneously, and everyone was comparing the two to each other all the time.
You can't. You really can't.
I mean, you can.
All right, but that's like apples and bananas.
Especially since, like, when it was all happening, like, live in real time, it was so easy to compare the two because they were both... You know, they both came out at the same time. So everyone was just like, which one do I get first? You know, which one would I get?
They play completely different.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. One is much more confrontational than the other, for one thing.
Yeah. Considering Arnak here has, I mean, the most confrontation you have is the, what are those things called again? The Guardians.
Dan.
Oh, I'm going to kill you.
Peter wins the raffle and commits suicide.
Did he win a fucking gun?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're just jumping right into it.
Yes,
we are jumping right into
it. Holy shit.
The name of this dark story, by the way, is called Lucky Me.
The raffle was to win a night with a prostitute, and the prostitute was his mom.
No.
Wow. That took a turn.
Yeah, it did. And I thought you were going to make like an It Follows reference there for a second, but no, you just went a whole
different
direction. That's
worse. This is like a huge nightmare. It Follows. That's like, oh, I'm going to die. This one's like disgusting. Yeah.
Back to Lost Ruins of Arnak here.
I really can't compare this to Dune Imperium. I'm sorry. They're two completely different play styles. The only thing that they have in common is the worker placement deck builders. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only thing they have in common.
Yeah. So like you said, this game is leaps and bounds different.
PJ, don't look now. There is a penny behind you.
I know.
Oh, okay.
She meowed at me.
Oh, shit.
This game is very different.
It's like you have a midget cat running around.
She is a midget cat.
Her legs are so small.
Yeah. I know. It's awesome.
I want one just like her.
But one that'll actually love you?
Yeah, probably. It'd be preferable anyway.
I mean, two of your three cats love you to death.
A little too much.
To death.
Yeah, that's true. Moose tries to smother me at every possible moment.
He does. When the smothering doesn't work, it's the claws.
He just kneads my chest, and then he doesn't get attention, so he goes and lays on my feet.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's our relationship.
So this game, you are explorers. You're going through this crazy
island
full of ruins. And those ruins are protected by guardians. And you have to spend cards that have either boots or cars or boats or planes to get to these places. And then you're collecting like jewels and arrowheads and stone tablets.
Artifacts. You're collecting artifacts.
You're collecting artifacts to spend to
advance through what was it, like your documentation, your research and everything.
Your research, yeah.
To get to other parts of the island.
Yeah.
And of course you have to use some of these things as well to defeat some of these guardians, which I thought was hilarious. The first guardian you came across you couldn't defeat because you didn't have a card that had a plane on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, I got that and I'm like, yeah, I'm so kicking angry. Ass and I fucking lost.
Yep.
Big time.
So bad.
Shut up.
Yeah, that research track.
Oh God, that
is real important.
Yeah, it is.
It's really
if
important.
If you don't pay attention to it, it'll kick your ass.
What does the other side of the player mat do?
It's for solo.
How low?
Solo.
You gotta have Salacious Crumb in there.
And she just doesn't know.
Well, she doesn't. She's never watched Star Wars. Terrell, if you're listening to this, you must pester Angie about not watching Star Wars.
Start calling her Bantha fodder.
Oh, that's mean.
He won't do that. He loves me too much.
At least you're not going to call her Poodoo.
Mm.
As though she's just, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't care.
Dan, you smell like the inside of a Tauntaun.
Oh, that's pretty bad. I thought they smelled bad on the inside. Sorry, the outside. The inside's even worse. Ah, I fucked that up.
Yeah, way to go.
Fuck you.
Good job.
We're having such a good run.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
our and next. Just like a Wampa's arm, you lost it.
Well, so. you know, Luke couldn't keep his hand to himself.
So it's a worker placement deck building game, right?
Yeah. Let's just start with basics of the game. You have 6 cards in your hand. You draw 5. Then, as always, you can purchase new cards for your deck. But instead of putting them in your discard pile, like in a traditional
deck builder,
you tuck them underneath your draw pile.
And, which I still think is cheating. It just feels like cheating.
And then when you refresh all your workers and everything, you shuffle up your discard pile and tuck it underneath that.
It just feels like cheating.
No, it's just getting the getting the chance to use those abilities before anything else that's in your hand.
It just
because clearly you want it for a reason.
It just feels like cheating. Of all the other deck builders we play,
you
like
know what?
This
Nobody
is so
cares
weird.
What you it's think.
Just... Wow,
you're so mean to me.
She's aggressive tonight.
I know.
Tired.
But last
and we
last
gave her
week,
alcohol too. So
last week's episode, you were tired and you're just quiet. You're like,
mean. I was really tired.
You're borderline violent.
I also had some, I also had a little bit of caffeine today, which is probably
that's
a mistake.
Bad.
Oh my god, I drank a little bit of it and I looked at her student. I'm like, I think that was a mistake. Because I'm like, ah.
I'm really impressed that she did not freak out when she took my blood pressure.
Yeah,
that was one of those days.
Every day is one of those days for him.
We took my blood pressure the other night. It didn't reach 200, but I'm still going, Jesus Christ.
It was 186 over 119.
Like, I didn't fucking do anything right now for like the last 20 minutes. Why is it so high?
I never know what any of that means. They read it off to me, and I'm like, is that good? And they're like, yeah, it's great. I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah, if you're lower than Dan, you're fine.
That's right. The first time I had my blood pressure checked, when I came back, the doctor looked at me and went, hey, you're like this close to having a stroke. I was like, oh, cool.
Then there's a time that Candy took your blood pressure. And
she took it 3 times. Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Are you having any headaches? No. Blurred vision? No. Is your chest heavy? No. I'm fine.
It's like the time I smelled toast.
Yeah, normal blood pressure is 120 over 80.
Okay.
His was 186 over 119.
Hmm.
That's not good.
But what does the bottom number mean? What does any of it mean?
You know,
See? See, I'm like, what? How do, is it? Okay.
It's good.
It's good. Anyways, back to the...
It's millimeters of mercury. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That's how it's measured.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you what it means. It just, I know it's bad.
I'll have to look it up sometime.
It's bad. Anyway, so, Arnak.
Yeah, so the game, you know, you're just trying to, you're competing against other explorers, trying to get the most points. A lot of that involves moving up the research track. The other thing that really sets us apart from other deck builders is you can only do one thing at a time.
Right.
If you want a card, you can only buy one card at a time. If you want to play a card, you only do one. If you want to research, you can only move once.
That's right.
Everything is just once at a time, which I get because, like, the game's only five rounds long. So, like, you know, yeah. you don't want the game to be over in, like, 10 minutes. So.
Right. And it real. I mean, it felt like it went by really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it also did feel really slow at the end because I'm going, I can't fucking do anything. You guys are still going.
I have the answer to the question.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so your systolic blood pressure is the larger number.
That's okay. The top.
It's the pressure in the arteries as the heart pumps out blood during each beat.
Uh-huh.
And the diastolic should be the lower number.
Is that the veins? Then?
The pressure as the heart relaxes before the next beat.
Oh. Okay.
As you can see, I'm wound tighter than a fucking cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
Well, you are.
For Cocoa Puffs. I love Cocoa Puffs. That shit's delicious.
I like Cocoa Krispies the most.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Anything that's like that. Yeah. What about Cocoa Pebbles?
They're second. A very close second after
all right,
Krispies.
All right.
Krispies are king, though. Crave is good, too, but that's expensive.
I haven't had Crave.
Real expensive.
What about the Reese's Puffs?
They're pretty good.
You know, I don't mind those. If I find it cheap, I'll pick it up.
Well, everyone, welcome back to cereal talk here.
We're getting cereal.
We're getting super cereal.
No, stupid. It's Manbear Pig. I'm being super cereal, guys.
All right, components. Dan, you said you had some things you wanted to talk about with components. That's why the board is
still out.
Still out.
I just so
for the visual aid for our listeners.
For me, yeah. So you all listening can see.
You can see what he means.
You guys fucking suck.
What? They have no other choice. They can't see it.
I quit. I fucking quit.
How long do you think we can make these otter jokes?
I don't know. You know, the otter just find another way for us to entertain ourselves.
Then it wouldn't be so much fun.
Peter won the raffle.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is a way to entertain ourselves.
He killed himself.
Oh.
Did you eat a salt and vinegar chip? Why would you do that?
I thought it was a crumb from one of my pretzels. Oh, holy fuck. Oh my god, that's the worst thing in the world. Oh.
Oh. I'm so glad that happened.
Oh.
I saw him doing it and I'm like, no, we're just gonna let it go. Just let it be. Just let whatever happens happen.
This is bad. This is bad.
Here, drink. Just swig it down.
Drink some hard tea.
Fine, I fucking will.
Components.
Yeah, so the whole board layout reminds me very, very much of Mountains of Madness.
Oh, yeah. Even Raiders of the North Sea, like the whole working your way up the board kind of deal.
It's got, it has that same feel, but the one thing that sets it apart from both of those is that that research track that you have on the right hand side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, I wish I would have paid more attention to that.
And the research track is cool too, because like you have a magnifying glass and a notebook, and the magnifying glass always has to go up the track first before the notebook, because you have to find it and then you write it down.
That's right.
Which is so cool. I think that's such a great idea.
What also is really neat about that is if you do the magnifying glass, you do the research, as you progress, you get your
points.
Victory points for the end of your game, but you also get
bonuses.
Yeah, like a bonus. The first one you get gold. Second one you get compasses, and throughout you get a compass. But that's only with your magnifying glass. Every time you start using your journal to put that research down, you get helpers.
Yeah, that's where the good stuff is.
And that's where the good stuff comes in. I didn't have a fucking helper, a single fucking helper, because I never had enough stuff to do.
Because you didn't fucking pay attention.
Yeah, I fucking didn't pay attention. And what the fuck are we doing here? We're going all British now.
If we play another fucking time, you should pay attention.
I also really like that both boards are double-sided. So there's the bottom part where, like, all the resources go. And there's one where it's, like, laid out where, you know, it tells you where to put everything. And then there's another side that is just the artwork.
Yeah.
But then for the main board, if you flip it over, there's a whole different research track.
Oh.
And it's called, like, the serpent side or something. So instead of this phoenix up at the top of the research track, there's, like, a big serpent temple. And so the research track is different because of it. I think the rest of the board is also different, too.
So that would that be, like, a second map for you to play on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like Libertalia, where you can flip it over and have to the stormy side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but for Libertalia, all that really does is make things harder.
That's what the stormy side did to Trump, too.
Which side?
The orange one?
I was going to say Daniel's side. Okay.
Back anyway.
So, I really like the artwork in this, especially on the main map.
Oh yeah, it's the artwork on this is so good.
Cool.
Like, even the player mats are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like how the player mats are your campsite.
Yeah, it's like a legit campsite. There's a fire with a Dutch oven hanging over it.
Angie and her Dutch oven.
Oh my god. I forgot about that. I forgot about that. I would not have said that. Is that what made me spit out my root beer?
Yes, it is.
But yeah, the way the rule book writes it, too, is that when you collect things, they go on your crates or into your crates.
Oh,
and
cool.
So it's all very thematic how they write the rules. And it's like, you know, when you use an idol that you pick up, you have to move it from your crates and put it in the little idol slot. And it's like, oh that's see what pretty you're cool. doing there. Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. I love the graphic design of it all, too. Like, it's, you know, without question what you need to pay for things and or to go to a certain spot. Like, it's all so simple.
Right, and this is also great for, of course, none of us are really impaired with it, but colorblindness, they are, even if you can't tell the colors, it's a symbol that's going to be easy to distinguish. You're not going to be able to be like, I don't fucking know what that is, what color
is that?
Yeah,
they're all very diverse and different from each other.
An arrowhead, like, it's a fucking arrowhead. Doesn't matter what color, an arrowhead's an arrowhead.
And most
You're
importantly...
an arrowhead.
Well, sometimes, yes.
Most importantly... player aids.
I love it when games give us the player aids.
Oh my gosh.
And no, this player aid. I hope it never gives us the player aids, because that's a bad one.
Wow.
Oh, I got the player aids.
Wouldn't you get the player HIV first?
I think so. But
what's the player HIV?
Symptoms of that are box farts.
Oh, yeah. It's an entire play session of Windspan.
That's right.
Loss of elasticity in your rubber bands.
Oh yeah, that's how you know it's getting bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The locks in all your little zipper bags fall apart.
Damn those Ziploc bags.
Your meeples all die. It's genocide.
Your meeples are lethargic.
They're all lying on their sides. Oh no!
Okay, so components.
So there are so many, like, hidden dig sites you can discover, and we only did what, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Of the one, you know, single level dig sites, and then there's, like, the advanced dig sites.
Oh god, we didn't even.
And we got two of those. Mm-hmm. And you got one, I got one.
I didn't make it up there.
Yeah.
It's because you didn't pay attention.
That's pretty much what happened. I was so focused on everything else.
But they're made of these, like, really thick cardboard pieces. And
yeah.
And the guardians on top of them have, like, great artwork. And
oh, the guardians look so cool. And, of course, every time you defeat one of those, you get another bonus.
Mm-hmm. And even just the resources you get. Instead of, like, cardboard tokens, you get plastic
pieces, molded pieces, like the arrowheads are these blue Arrowheads. I didn't remember if they were transparent or not.
No, the gems are.
The gems, the red gems are, you know, like semi-transparent. Those are cool.
The scrolls are the best.
The stone tablets. The tablets, yeah. They're so cool.
And then, of course, your compass and your gold, of course, those are actual cardboard
tokens,
pieces.
Yeah.
But everything else that you get, it's so varied. It's
things you would expect to pay extra for.
And the meeples are giant.
Oh, huge meeple.
Huge.
Yeah, your workers are...
They're probably like 2 inches tall.
Probably like an inch and a half.
Yeah.
But they're like two of a regular meeple on top of each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that how meeples get AIDS? Is that meeple AIDS?
These are just grown-up meeple. What you don't know is all other meeples are kids.
They're
oh,
adults.
Shit. That's,
these are the adult ones.
That's fucked up.
That means Terran Meeple City, those monsters are eating children.
Conversation has taken a turn.
Yeah, so like, especially considering this game is like, you can often find it under $40. This is
really?
Yeah.
You get a lot of crap for $40.
Yeah.
This game is typically in like, around $39. Mine came with a big dent in the box, so I got like $3 off or something.
Now, you also have something that's not base game.
Oh, I 3D printed all kinds of stuff for it, yeah.
3D printed a lot of card holders here. The first player token. That thing looks awesome. Dude, you gotta paint these up.
I plan to.
You gotta paint these up. Like, I'd really like to see these boxes that you have the artifacts and everything in,
yeah,
actually made to look like wood. I think that looked
fantastic. The really cool thing about it too is with these 3D printed things, all the settler stuff is wooden crates.
Yeah.
And then everything on the island is ruins, you know, and like this old
almost like sarcophagi type looking thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So yeah, that's so cool. Whoever designed that, they did a really good job with that.
Yeah, they did.
What works with this game?
The worker placement, and we did talk about this briefly, but only having one turn at first may seem maddening, but it really does help prolong gameplay.
Well, it gives you time to plan out what you want to do.
It gives a lot of time to plan things. And a lot of time for combos, too. Like, at the end, I was like, oh, wait, I can do this, which turns this into that. So then on my next turn, I'm going to turn it in, like cash it in to get this.
Yep.
And now because I got this, I can get this card, and that card just gives me that. And, you know, like all these really cool things that either you would miss if you did it all at once or just wouldn't be possible because one at a time.
It's a trickle effect.
Yeah, yeah. Because like
we call that Reaganomics.
That's trickle down.
Oh, right.
And, like there are some times where I didn't think I would have any more turns and I was going to have to pass, but then Angie would buy a card and then suddenly a card would pop up
that you could afford,
that I could afford and use.
What, that, like the last round? Where we
gosh.
Just went back and forth just
buying
cards.
That last round lasted forever because we just kept getting cards and then cashing the cards in to do things and then getting more cards. And
but yeah, you got to like figure out how to get all of your resources so that when you do go digging, you have what you need.
And
to
I used an assistant to get an arrowhead and that helped me research, which bumped my token up. And when I bumped my token up, that gave me some compasses, which let me do this.
Yeah. It's let you buy certain cards or move to another area.
And so everything I just said was like four turns, you know?
You can do a lot in one turn if you have the right stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was a song by New Kids on the Block.
I am aware.
Okay.
I also knew you were going to bring that up.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
So why the hell did he commit suicide?
I don't know, why did he?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
He won the raffle.
Uh-huh.
So he killed himself.
Was the raffle to be on the guillotine?
No. Do you know when the last year was that the guillotine was used?
Yes, 1977.
That's right.
And that was the same year that Star Wars came out.
And we come full circle.
That's right. That's right. We know how to do it. Why? Like, Mr. Side, I don't fucking know. Is this something that you would have gotten, or is this something where even you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no. All
right. So
this is one of those things where you just got to start like throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. And
well, if it sticks, it's done.
Exactly.
But why would you waste spaghetti?
To see if it sticks.
Well, you're never going to eat it all anyway, because you always put in too much because you think you don't have enough. So you put in more and then you got 5 pounds too much.
Well, you know
much.
That hole in the wooden spoon? That's all.
None
like,
of my spoons have the hole.
You got the wrong spoons, my friend.
Wow.
What about the pasta spoon? Spoon, yeah. Do you have one of those?
I have one that doesn't have a hole.
There should be a hole in the middle, and that's the exact size for one serving of spaghetti.
It doesn't have a hole.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
But then again, why the fuck are you buying spaghetti noodles? Because they're the worst kind of noodle in the world.
Yeah, you get angel hair.
No.
Yeah.
No. Long noodles are the devil.
I don't know. I prefer fettuccine.
Yeah. No. Or linguine.
Oh, linguine's good, too.
I prefer shaped pasta because it's easier to eat.
Oh, no. It tastes weird.
What?
You get too much of the pasta taste and not enough of the sauce.
Well, okay. You're using the wrong sauce on it, then.
No.
Yes.
No.
Wait, hold on. Are you boiling your pasta with oil?
No.
Okay, don't do that.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, people add...
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, it's bad because it saturates the pasta and then the sauce doesn't stick to it.
Yeah. No, you don't do that.
So for all of our listeners, don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
I don't know. Oh, was that what the raffle was about? Was it pasta?
No.
And he was like, I fucking hate this pasta. Give me the gun.
It's the Rasta pasta.
The Rasta pasta.
The Pastafarians.
Oh my God.
The flying spaghetti monster's here.
Were you touched by his, what is it, noodly appendage? I remember when that shit came out, we were in college.
Yeah, that was the best.
Did he jump in front of a car?
No.
Did he jump off a cliff?
No.
Did he hang himself?
No.
Did he shoot himself?
Doesn't say, actually.
Oh, fuck you!
I love that I started that.
Okay,
I was just double checking. It does not say.
Okay.
Does it say how he did it?
No.
So this line of questioning is pointless.
Yeah. Yeah. That part's not.
Was this a big...
So it's just why. It's not how. Right. It's why.
Was it a big raffle?
No.
Did he win $5 million, but he couldn't take the weight of
being
that
rich?
Much money?
Yeah, no. That's not it.
Did he win money?
No.
Does it tell you what he won?
Yeah.
Was it something ridiculously stupid?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to think of this.
Okay, is it something that would be even remotely useful?
Some people.
Is it a lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni?
It's the San Francisco treat.
Nope.
Damn it. Is it food related?
Yeah.
Did he kill himself because of what he won?
Yes.
Was he deathly allergic to what he won?
No.
Fuck! Was I at least on the right train?
No.
Oh, God damn it. That was the C train and I got on the A.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's food.
Ish.
Related.
Related.
Can you ingest this safely?
That's a hard one to say. Kinda. Like. No.
It's food related, so is it
what he won? Uh-huh. You cannot ingest.
Okay, so it's like a pasta maker. See, we came back to it.
No,
okay.
Is it a Star Wars toaster? Or...
No.
Sandwich maker?
No.
What the hell was that that we took
a picture
of? Oh, that was Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, yeah. But we did
grilled cheese maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also found Star Wars ones where one side it was the Death Star and the other side it was Darth Vader.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Where was that?
Hobby Lobby.
Yep.
Yep.
It's the Hooby Looby.
I don't fucking know. I know it's going to piss me off.
You're going to be so angry. So what doesn't work in this game? Anything? Other than the fact you lost?
Yeah, fuck that. No, the one thing that
hilariously.
Oh, fuck you. The one thing that I feel doesn't work for this is you're, until the end, you're pretty limited on what you can lay down, like what you can do. You're limited on where you can go if you're not prepared. And it takes quite a while for you to prepare yourself for anything. Like the first two rounds of the game, we were just collecting stuff so we could actually go to these dig sites.
Yeah, I do feel like there should be a way to start getting out into those dig sites.
Like you should start with
after
something.
After turn one. Right. Or even during, yeah, maybe during
like
turn
start with
one.
Like one, like an arrowhead and a jewel and yeah. one
right. And maybe we just tablet. Suck at the game and there are strategies out there where you can't
probably
do that.
That may just be, yeah, it may just be we suck and need to
yeah.
learn more strategies. But the biggest thing is it feels like the game is too short for what you have.
Yeah, we didn't get out into a dig site until turn 3 of 5.
Right.
So,
again, that is, could yeah. be us.
Yeah, it could be.
But
so that's a valid argument for sure.
I mean, this week we played a game that you're good at. Last week we played a game that I'm good at.
Honestly, I
if it wouldn't have been for
I don't
the
have
research,
any other I don't have any other downsides.
If it wouldn't have been for the research track, I would have won.
Well, good thing I was up on the research track then, huh?
It's the only reason you beat me.
I was so fucking far behind on my research.
It's because you didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I feel like I was in college again. Barely did research.
That was a good one.
Okay. This is going to fucking drive me crazy. Why the fuck did he commit suicide?
I don't know. Why did he?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Did
he won a raffle?
He won a raffle. He won a raffle.
And yeah, let me
food related.
Peter wins the raffle and commits suicide.
What was the title again?
Lucky me. Your little skull. Peter wins the raffle.
Did he get
and commits suicide?
Did he get fucking arsenic?
No.
Was that the grand prize? Hey, you get arsenic.
No.
Wasn't nuts or anything that could be turned into something poisonous, could it?
No.
I don't know.
So, what? Any favorite moments or favorite things about this game?
Yeah, I like the fact that if somebody can't beat the guardian,
oh, that comes up, yeah.
If they can't beat it, that person takes a fear. And like most deck builders, you have some of those cards that give you negative effects, in which case a fear would give you a -1 in your final tally.
Yeah.
And in the next round, somebody can come and defeat that creature if they have, you know, the tools to do it.
And the thing is, if you can't defeat it, when you recall your workers, anyone in front of a guardian takes a fear card, which is -1 point at the end of the game, too.
Yeah.
And I also really love that this game has lots and lots of spaces where you can cull your deck and get rid of some of those cards.
I got rid of all of my fear by going after things like the guardians.
Yeah. I forget what deck builder... Maybe it was Dune Imperium last time I played that. I decided to take on the strategy of just trying to cull my deck and streamline it as much as possible. And because I almost never do that in the deck builder.
Oh, neither do I. I should start that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's really cool how this one has lots of options to do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, it couldn't have been Dune Imperium because that has like no options to cull your deck. There's like one spot on the map. Where you can call your deck in Dune Imperium. And that was with the Fremen.
Was it the Rick and Morty?
It was either Rick and Morty or Clank. Star Wars? It might have been Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. It was
yeah,
Star Wars.
It was Star Wars.
It always comes back to that.
It does. Hey.
We should just like put that in, you know, the title. Every show, we got to come back to Star Wars somehow. We could do it.
I guess we don't have any other choice.
Oh, God damn you.
She just weaseled that one right in there.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Hey.
What?
You got weasels on your face.
That's when I knew it was true love.
So why did he do it?
Mm.
What did he win?
Mm.
Don't you me. Mm. Oh, God damn you.
You give up?
I give up. Mm. Angie?
I don't really fucking care.
There you go.
A group of people were snowed in. They decided to do a raffle to decide who should die so the others could eat his or her corpse to stay alive. Peter's name was selected, so he had to take his own life.
So they did a fucking daughter party?
Well?
What the fuck? Oh, God damn it!
That's fucked up. That's real fucked up.
It's called Dark Stories.
I mean, look. We all know it will only last so long, and then they're going to have to draw names again to kill somebody else.
Yeah.
What if he's Chewy?
What if he's... What if
and
he's...
we're back to Star Wars.
That's right. That was you did that one. You brought it upon yourself.
Should have said, what if he's tough?
Chewy. Ooh, I'm a tough guy.
Chewy's tough. You could rip your arm. Let the Wookiee win. That's right.
Gamey.
Mm, yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, no one wants a gamey Peter.
That sounded so wrong.
That's how you get the HIV and the AIDS. That's how you get the Peter AIDS.
We're awful people.
Is your Peter gamey?
Do you need Peter AIDS?
Well, no, I haven't tried mine in a while.
Something I want to ask the listeners here is... I was thinking that we do a live stream next time.
Yeah.
Or at the very least record it, you know, record the video and post it.
Yeah.
So they can listen to us call each other assholes and
so they can
listen to Dan say fuck you 50 times.
Yeah, pretty much.
So they can see me get angry.
Yeah. But if it's live stream, they can like
comment,
chat. On. Yeah. Things like that. It's a thought. It's a thought to send out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's a good.
I have the program all set up and everything. All I have to do is bring the computer down and hit go.
I feel like we would need a really good game for that.
Yeah, we would definitely need something pretty exciting, pretty fun. There's Whitehall Mystery, good hidden movement game.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're always fun to watch. The Mind would be a good one. That one's just hilarious to watch.
That would be cool. Another one that we could do would be our part two.
Of
Frosthaven.
All right, so let's go back in time here to when this game came out and Dune Imperium came out. Which one, if someone said, I need to get one, which one would you recommend?
Honestly, it all depends on how you, like, what's your style. If you want something that's not going to be...
zero confrontation.
Yeah, if you want something that's zero to very little confrontation, I'd say go with Arnak.
Mm-hmm.
I also think you're going to get more bang for your buck out of this game.
Okay.
Just because of the quality.
Production quality,
Your all-around components, just all of the stuff that you get. This is definitely worth the price tag.
Yeah.
Dune?
It's so much prettier than Dune.
It is. It really is.
Dune is such an ugly freaking game.
But that works in its favor, because think about the whole world of Dune. It's literally a barren wasteland.
Yeah, but I still argue that the board could have been... designed.
Oh yeah, no, without a doubt. They could have been designed, they could have done so much more with it. But your whole style of that game is more antagonistic. You're going to go after each other. It's going to force you to go after each other to get certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, you're I don't think it's possible to win without fighting
game. And your whole purpose of that game is not to stare and look at the pretty pictures and to take everything in. It's here's your objective. Here's what you have to do. These are the ways to go about it. Go.
Yeah.
As for me, I like this game. I like Dune, Imperium, because of the other things you can do with it. If you only have two people playing, you have that third player that comes in with the app.
Mm-hmm.
You can play it solo with that app.
Yep.
And that AI deck is always going to be one step ahead of you, basically just screwing you over no matter what.
Yep. And listeners, if you haven't heard our Dune Imperium review, there's an app, but there's also a solo card deck, so you don't need the app to play solo. Right, you don't need the app
at all.
Yeah. Arnak is the same. Well, it also has a solo mode. It's very good. I really like the solo mode in this game. It simulates two other players, blocking spaces, moving up the research track, things like that. So you're racing to get better points than them. They'll also like claim guardians and unlock new dig sites and things like that. So it's a really well designed solo mode.
Diggy diggy hole.
Yeah.
How is it?
Do we have any final thoughts on this game? Angie, what do you think?
No, I like it. I never played Dune, so I have no opinion on that. But
you liked it?
Yeah.
I picked this because you hated last week's game. I'm like, we need something for Angie for this week. And no. I figured this would be a pretty good one for you.
We just liked it together.
Yeah. I was definitely warmer on it than you were.
Mm. I had a blast.
I just didn't find it all that exciting.
Yeah, there was something about it that just...
There was something off-putting about it.
Yeah.
It was called I Won. It's very off-putting. I'm very off-putting, let's just be honest.
I've been off-putting for a while. I haven't had any pudding.
Yeah.
I really want some.
Sometimes if you wait long enough, the pudding goes off, you know, it just tastes off.
Yeah. Milk curdles.
Yeah.
God damn it, now I want chocolate pudding.
It's probably too late to go to the store.
Fuck!
Probably closed.
Yeah, Walmart's not open 24 hours anymore.
Thanks a lot, COVID.
Here's Giant.
So
the last time I was at Walmart, like, late, you know, before COVID, it was 3 a.m, and there was a guy walking through through Walmart with the cart, you know, and his kid is in the cart. Oh, at 3 a.m, he has a kid in the cart, and the kid's like 6 maybe.
Oh, dear God.
The kid is brown with dirt. Like, he is it was like Pigpen from the Peanuts, like, incarnate. It was incredible how much dirt this kid had on him at 3 a.m. I'm like, Jesus what? Christ. Were you just digging a grave up or something? Why is this kid so dirty?
Maybe the cat died and they had to bury it. Or the goldfish.
I mean, couldn't it wait till the morning? Jesus Christ.
Obviously not.
Apparently not.
Walmart people.
There's a reason why there was a website called People of Walmart.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's something. So, that'll do it for us for this week, everyone. Email us at gamesoverboard@gmail.com. Visit us at gamesoverboard.com. Find us on Instagram, Games Overboard.
Facebook,
also Games Overboard. All the links are on our website, gamesoverboard.com.
Check us out on YouTube.
Yep. We have a couple videos up there, hoping to get some more out as we get our live streams and our camera rig going. We have a 360-degree camera, so we're going to get some gameplay videos out of that.
Everybody can watch me get pissed off.
Yeah.
It'll be fun time for all.
That's right. Don't forget, we still have that giveaway going. So find our Instagram post or Facebook post and comment on it if you want in on the giveaway. If you don't have either of those, just email us, gamesoboard@gmail.com, with subject line giveaway, and we'll put your name in the running. I'll make sure we have your name, too, instead of like some random YouTube name. All right, everyone, I'll do it for that this week. We'll see you next week.
Adios.